Now let's talk about trapped emotions, the invisible epidemic. Every emotion is a specific vibration of energy. If you're feeling an emotion of frustration, that's a different frequency, a different energy than an emotion of grief. And shame is a different energy from that. Every emotion has its own specific vibrational frequency. And these energies, we believe, are generated by the organs and the glands in the body. We go through this emotional process as we feel emotions. An emotion comes up for us, we feel that emotion, and then we move on, hopefully, with our lives. It's a process that's a little bit similar to breathing. Experiencing the emotion is similar to breathing in and allowing that emotion to be processed and released is kind of like breathing out. Now, here's a map that shows some of the different measurements that are made, heat measurements of the body, as we experience different emotions. And you can see that on the bottom, the third one from the left is depression. You can see how cold the body is. Those blue temperatures are cold. On the other hand, if you look at the warmest temperatures of the body, those are high emotions, high vibrations, not negative emotions. Very interesting. Now, sometimes emotional energy gets trapped in the body. And it's almost like not being able to exhale completely. Or in other words, we don't really process that emotion fully, and it doesn't really leave us. It stays with us. And even less intense emotions can become trapped in the body if conditions are right. This usually happens if a person is feeling tired or off balance or sick or overwhelmed in some way. Now, Sigmund Freud said that unexpressed feelings don't die. They'll be buried alive and will come out in a nasty way at a later date. So what we have found is that a trapped emotion is literally a ball of emotional energy, from about the size of a tomato to about the size of a melon. And they disrupt the normal energy field of the body because your body is nothing but an energy field. Trapped emotions are like a dual-edged sword. They affect us both emotionally and they have a physical effect on us as well. They can cause us to make the wrong assumptions. They can cause us to overreact and misinterpret behavior and to cause us to sabotage what might otherwise be perfectly good relationships. Trapped emotions are the underlying causes of things like depression, anxiety, and phobias, and panic attacks, and PTSD, and eating disorders, and self-sabotage of all kinds. They also cause physical problems because they disrupt the flow of energy in the body. They interfere to some degree with lymph flow and blood flow, and they cause imbalance and malfunction in the organs and the glands of the body. They lead to pain and exhaustion and illness, and they will remain undiagnosed in conventional Western medicine. But it's easy to find and identify trapped emotions. You just need a few tools. You need to know what questions to ask. You need to have the table of emotions, which we'll show you in a moment. You need to have a way to find the answers, and that's muscle testing. And then you need to have a way to release the emotional baggage, which is very simple. We use a magnet or your hand, which is also magnetic. Now, we have found that when you're looking for a trapped emotion, you're only looking for one emotion at a time. Kind of like a Pez dispenser, you can only get one candy out of a Pez dispenser at one time. Your subconscious mind will only give you one trapped emotion at a time. And that's how it works. And essentially what we're doing then is we're picking up that emotion at the point where it did not get processed, however long ago that might have been. Now, if possible, we want to access the conscious mind. However, if a person is in a coma or unconscious, they can still release trapped emotions. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I have twin boys that, as of now, are 28 years old. One of them had a problem when he was about 4 years old. By that age, his brother was a chatterbox and talked nonstop, but he would only speak in single words. And we thought there was a problem with his hearing. We had his hearing checked, he was fine. We couldn't figure it out, no one could figure out what was wrong. So my wife and I worked on him one night, and we found that he had, in fact, we worked on him when he was asleep, because the subconscious mind never sleeps. He was asleep, and we were able to work on him, and I'll show you how we did that later. We found he had an inherited trapped emotion of anger that he'd gotten from his father-in-law, my wife's father. And we released that on him. He was asleep. We cleared a couple of other emotions. The next morning at breakfast, that little boy was speaking in full sentences for the first time in his life. And he would not shut up. It was absolutely amazing. And I remember my wife and I sat there across the table from each other, and we just couldn't believe what was going on. But that just shows you that you don't have to necessarily be conscious for these things to be released. We think the average person has about 350 or so trapped emotions if you are an adult. So if you start releasing trapped emotions, it's a simple process. It can take about a minute to release a trapped emotion or so once you learn the process. So if you release one emotion a day, in about a year, you should be getting pretty close to not having any emotional baggage left at all. Now let's talk about releasing trapped emotions using intention, the governing meridian, and some form of magnetic energy. Now your intention is a goal or desire to create or accomplish something. And that is a very specific kind of energy that is very, very powerful. So this form of energy works best when your intention is very clear and focused, and when you are feeling love and gratitude for that person that you're trying to help, even if that person is you, and when it's reinforced with a tool like a magnet, and when you're focused on the right goal. It's important to be focused. It's important to be clear about what it is you're trying to do. If you get interrupted in your thought pattern or your focus gets distracted, start over, refocus, and try again. Now, when you're focusing love and gratitude on the person that you're working on, your healing intention becomes even more powerful, you see. When you're feeling love for that person that you're working on, even if that person is you, and when you're feeling a heart with gratitude that this is going to work, then it becomes much more powerful. Your beliefs, your focus, and your thoughts determine your reality. So it's important to choose a positive reality and not to allow yourself to be limited by thoughts of negativity about this. Now, we use magnets because magnets are a pure form of energy and they're everywhere. Most people have some kind of a magnet lying around. Trapped emotions are a form of energy. Magnets are a form of energy as well. And we can use magnets to remove the emotional energy that is in the body. In fact, your own body, your own hand, is magnetic. And so if you don't have any kind of a magnet, it's okay. You can use your fingertips. We've tested all kinds of polarities of magnets. They all seem to work. We've tested all strengths of magnets. They all seem to work just fine. And again, if you don't have a magnet, you can use your fingertips. A magnet acts as a magnifying glass for your intention energy. It magnifies that energy and it puts it into the body, helping to release that emotional baggage. And again, your body is constantly emitting magnetic energy, so if you don't have a magnet, you can certainly just use your hand. Now, Chinese medicine goes back thousands of years, and there are acupuncture maps that have been unearthed that date back to 3,000 years before the birth of Christ, in fact, 5,000 years ago. And the maps are the same today that they were then. An acupuncture meridian is a little river of energy that flows in the body, and we use the acupuncture meridians to release the emotional baggage that is discovered. We specifically use the governing meridian when we're releasing trapped emotions. It's like a river of energy that connects to all of the other little rivers of energy that are the meridians in the body. And when we put energy into that meridian, it releases that emotional baggage. The governing meridian follows a path that looks like this. It starts at the tailbone, and it goes straight up the back of the neck, over the top of the head, to the inside of the upper lip. Now, when you find a trapped emotion, and you are releasing that trapped emotion, you can use any length of that governing meridian to release that emotion. So if you're working on yourself, you can use your hand or a magnet and just start at the forehead and go over this way a few times, three times, to release that trapped emotion. If you're working with someone else, you could start at the base of their neck, for example, and go down their back a few times. So it's not important, not necessary, to pass your hand or a magnet on the whole entire length of that meridian. By the way, even though the meridian starts at the tailbone and flows this direction, we have found that when we're releasing a trapped emotion, the subconscious mind always wants the magnet or the hand to be passed this direction, the opposite direction, to release that trapped emotion. We're not sure why that is, but over many, many years of consistently asking the subconscious minds of many people, that's the answer that we get. So that's how we do it. And again, you can use any length of that meridian to release that emotional baggage. Now, what I like to explain to people is that releasing a trapped emotion is similar to taking a credit card out of your wallet and then rubbing a magnet on that little magnetic strip. What happens? It rearranges that data is transformed, it's erased, and the credit card then is no good. You're going to have to get a different credit card. So I don't actually recommend you do this, but you can explain to people that it's kind of like that. Passing that magnet over that governing meridian erases that emotional baggage in the same way that you can erase the data on a credit card. Now, your intention does not allow that emotional baggage to remain in the body, and it is released, it's transformed, and some people have actually reported seeing that trapped emotion leave the body as a little sphere of energy. It's very interesting. Now, anytime a trapped emotion is released, it's important to realize that the body is going to go through a period that we call processing, which may last for a day or two. During that time, as the echoes of that emotion are being felt, a person might cry for no apparent reason. They may feel like they need more sleep. They may be very tired, or they might not be able to sleep as well. Or they may experience vivid dreams or other things. It's important to let people know when you release emotional baggage that they may experience some of those symptoms. If they do experience any of those symptoms and you've told them that they might, then they'll think that you're a genius. But if you don't let them know and they do experience those symptoms, they might think that you made them worse. Now, these symptoms only happen about 20% of the time when you release emotional baggage from someone, but you don't know from one person to another who is going to experience that or not. So it's good to warn everyone that they might experience some of those symptoms. Again, these things last for a day or so, maybe two, and they only occur about 20% of the time. Now, a word about magnets. It's best not to use magnets on a woman who is pregnant or someone who has some